Big Bucks Brad.
What's that noise?
That's our transfer portal. That's how we send out our big boxes now. And with our transfer portal, you don't have to worry about the big box purchase leaving after 1 year.
What's that?
That's a Gosney pizza oven going out.
And that?
There goes a Samsung TV.
And
Harbaugh Cam, just me checking the competition.
Brad's Home Entertainment, next to Walmart Mountain Home. Check out the portal at bigboxbrad.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. And now, during our President's Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Business has always been about turning a profit, making money. But can it stand for something more? Something beyond dollars and cents? We think so. We think that today, business has a higher calling, a purpose to be fair and just, to do right by their workers, customers, communities, and the environment. And it turns out companies successful doing that also do better for their bottom line. When you see the Just Capital seal, it means this company is a force for good. Visit justcapital.com to learn more.
We welcome you back to the we welcome you to the Central Heating Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, Mount Holmes Girls trailing Russellville 35-28. We'll look over some of our numbers in a little bit. Real quickly, I'll do let you know that we're having a senior night moment for the bowling and swim team. So congratulations to all who have taken part and contributed to the Mount Holmes Athletics over the years. Josh Fulcher, the Mount Holmes boys basketball coach, is joining me courtside. You know, we're proud of all these athletes that, you know, help make this program what it is.
Absolutely. We love our kids and we love our coaches that coach these teams. Coach Hope, she's always, Normandy, she's always one of the first ones to send an email after a Bomber basketball win. Coach Jackson coaching the bowling team. And, they have to they're going to be busy next Friday when we have our senior night. So this is a really cool deal that we've been able to recognize them this Tuesday. So
you bet.
Fantastic.
Well, you know, you look back on this past Friday night, I'll tell you what, I know you're going to be glad to see not see Glenn McDonald anymore.
I want one more shot at him. Golly, man. He's an outstanding. Van Buren's an outstanding team. Glavin's an outstanding player. It's you can tell he's a coach's son. He just knows. He's just out there playing on a different level. And we talked about before the game, they're the best offensive team in our league.
Yes.
And, they come out just like they did the first time. Just come out on fire, not missing anything. We're chipping away at it, but we weren't. And so I liked us, we went to zone and they cooled off a little bit.
Yeah, they did.
But we did too. We couldn't hit anything, and we're getting great looks by the right guys. And the ball, for whatever reasons, the ball just didn't go in the hole for us that night. And we could never. I kept thinking, man, we're going to get going because I've seen it happen all year, and it just didn't. We couldn't string together consecutive baskets. And if you're not hitting against a team that's so dangerous offensively, you're just not going to beat them. And we didn't do that. I liked this defense. We held on and kind of kept it within distance, but we could never get going offensively. And I felt we had our best offense out there. And the ball didn't go in the hole, and that's the name of the game. You don't make it, you don't have success.
Well, you get ready to play Russellville team that you played 2 weeks ago, and
yes.
I know you guys. I know that one thing that can drive a coach crazy sometimes is when you have a double-digit lead like you did in the third quarter, and then Russellville does what they need to do to chip away at it.
Well, that 10-point lead was taken away in two possessions, back-to-back threes.
Yeah,
we let Campbell Kidd get just kind of walk up into one, and then we lose him again on a we're there, but we're not good enough close out on him. And so then you're in a 4-point ball game, and then so it's a 4-point ball game. We're just kind of going back and forth, and we have a stretch there, just turnover city. We didn't play with much poise. We gave them – so after they hit those, it's just turnovers. But then we get it back, and then they get big rebounds down the stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, some big rebounds that led to some points, and then we were fouling them. I mean, they shot a bunch of free throws.
Yes, he did.
And, just all a culmination of a lot of things. They started taking it to us, and we were fouling. And, and they got to the line. So they weren't shooting great, but they were shooting at a higher efficiency because they were getting to the free throw line and we weren't. But, we watched it. I felt like, probably about 70% of the game we were in control, and we had a couple of stretches there that we played really poorly, and then they just made the plays down the stretch, and we did. You know, and we got some good looks down the stretch, too. The ball didn't go in. And, so as ugly as we played there for a while, we still had some really good looks. Ball didn't go in, and, I didn't fault their effort at all. But there's some things that we've just got to be better at. We've got to be, we saw it where we're in position. We've got blockout position, but we're not in a driving position. We're not getting that guy away. And, they're pushing. I mean, we're getting two hands in the back. You're not going to get that call, especially, on the road. And it is what it is. We got to be more physical. We can't allow, a guy to just to, shove us under the goal. We've got to be able to fight more than that. And, weak side rebound and being more solid and driving down our blockouts is going to be key tonight. Taking care of the ball, taking care of that 1-2-2. And then into their 3-2 match that they've been running. They've been playing a little bit more zone than the first time. And we're going to have to score and attack, do a better job attacking them when we're on offense.
Well, Josh, thanks for joining us. And good luck tonight,
Matt. Appreciate all you, my friend. Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. Thank you, Josh. That was Mount Tunnel Boys Coach Josh Holter. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of our numbers here at halftime. Right now, Mount Tunnel's leading scorer is Anna McCarn with 17 points, 7 so far for Lake and Moore. 4 for Jayla Yonkers, 3 for Lily Bosses, and 2 each for Parker Husky and Whitten Coleman. As for Russville, what can you say about Brennan Burke? 17 points so far, 15 of those from behind the arc. 6 for Drew Robinson, 5 for Z Campbell, 4 for Talia Ely, and 3 for Keena Keister. This game's had no ties, no lead changes. What are some of the numbers you got there, Brad?
Rebounding-wise, Mountain Home has 16 to 11 for Russellville. Turnover's pretty clean, 3-3.
Yeah, wow. All right, let's go wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take a break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. It is Russellville leading Mountain Home 35-28. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Pumpkin spice and falling leaves means the temperatures will start falling soon. Your central heating and cooling system needs a good checkup and cleaning. We here at Central Heating and Cooling have a planned maintenance program to take care of that for you. We will change your air filters, clean your system, and check it out to prepare for the change of season. Call Central Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs at 425-4717 or centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Why choose a sleep?